The promise of free tuition for lower-income students has boosted enrollment at the universities of Wisconsin. The system, though, still faces budget pressures. It's Friday, August 9th. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Mallory Chang. Coming up, Milwaukee students are missing school at disproportionate rates. A Wisconsin sprinter won silver in Paris. And from Wisconsin Life, a look at the life of a Wisconsinite who made an impression in The Wizard of Oz. Stay with us, we'll be right back.
Being up to date on the news matters to you. That's where Wisconsin Today comes in. These 10 minutes of the biggest stories from around the state, they're possible thanks to community support. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
After years of enrollment declines, Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman says he's optimistic a tuition promise program and more state funding will help turn the tide for state campuses. But Rich Kramer reports Republican lawmakers have been skeptical about sending more cash.
Speaking before a legislative committee studying the future of the state's four-year universities, Rothman said the two largest challenges are declining enrollment and lagging state investment. He says a UW-funded promise program that waives costs for students from families making less than $62,000 per year helped bring in more students last fall. But Rothman reiterated that Wisconsin ranks 43 out of 50 for state funding of higher ed.
We will soon ask the state to help us get up to the middle of those rankings after years of what I can only describe as neglect of the universities of Wisconsin.
Governor Tony Evers has pledged to boost UW funding by $400 million in his next state budget. He proposed a similar increase last year. It was rejected by GOP lawmakers. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Milwaukee students are missing more school days than their peers in other urban districts in the nation. That's according to the latest research from the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Last year, 51% of Milwaukee public school students missed at least 10% of the school year. About 37% of Milwaukee students in charter schools were chronically absent. Data from private voucher schools was not available. Sarah Shaw was one of the lead authors for the Policy Forum report. She says attendance is a citywide issue.
So when we think about what's even possible to do in schools, usually we start with our kids at least there to be able to benefit from whatever interventions we're putting in place. And that prerequisite for inside school change really is not there right now.
The report also found there are only a handful of successful schools in Milwaukee in both the public and private sectors. And Black students in particular continue to perform at levels far below their peers in other urban cities. Hundreds of button enthusiasts are in Appleton this week for the National Button Society's annual convention. As Joe Schultz reports, it brings people together from around the country and abroad.
Attendees sift through containers of buttons inside an Appleton hotel. The Button Society's convention allows visitors to visit an array of dealers, attend informational sessions, and bond with each other. Franco Giacassi traveled to Wisconsin from Italy. He arrived during Appleton's Mile of Music event, featuring performances from local artists.
Many people arrived for the music. 1 mile music was fantastic.
Jean-Francois Moisan came from France for the buttons, but he's also enjoyed checking out the Fox River.
Walking along the river is very nice, and you feel very safe.
The convention runs through Saturday. It's the fifth time the event has been in Appleton. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin sprinter Kenny Bednarik has won his second silver medal at the Summer Olympic Games. The Rice Lake native competed in the men's track and field 200-meter event yesterday. Bednarik finished second in the race with a time of 19.62 seconds, just milliseconds behind Letsile Tebogo of Botswana. Bednarik spoke to WPR earlier this summer, saying he was confident going into the Olympic Games and that he, quote, planned on throwing down a hot time and shocking the world. He also said he wanted to make Rice Lake and the U.S. proud. This is Bednarik's second silver medal in the 200-meter event, after he took second in the 2020 Summer Olympic Games in Tokyo. Last week, he competed in the tightly contested final 100-meter event in Paris. He has another chance to medal in today's 4x100 men's relay. Coming up next, a Wisconsinite had a small but memorable role in The Wizard of Oz. We'll learn about the life of Meinhard Robbie. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Larry is news you can use.
Thank you, Larry. It's great to be on your show again as we move inexorably towards spring.
Wondering how hot this summer is going to be?
You know, everything has been a month early this year.
Well, I think we got warm in February.
We did. This year was just, this year was weird across the board, as we all know.
The Larry Mueller Show, weekday mornings at 11 on WPR News.
It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Brad Kohlberg with the story of a Watertown native's brief but memorable role in The Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz is a beloved, iconic film that has captivated generations. Author Dean Robbins of Madison tells us the story of a Watertown, Wisconsin native whose small role in the movie was part of a big and fulfilling life.
Meinhard Robbie appeared in only one movie, 1939's The Wizard of Oz. But as the coroner of Munchkinland, he makes an impression. The role was enough to ensure Robbie a seven-decade career. It included speaking engagements, an autobiography, mountains of fan mail, and a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. When he died in 2010, obituaries ran in major media, and all because of a mere 13 seconds on screen. Meinhard was born in 1915 in rural Farmington, Wisconsin. As a teenager at Johnson Creek High School, he stopped growing at about 3.5 feet. In 1934, he worked as an announcer at the Chicago World's Fair to put himself through school at Watertown's Northwestern College. Then he transferred to the University of Wisconsin and graduated with a business degree in 1937. Robbie hoped to be an accountant, but despite his good grades, faced discrimination, as he told WHYY's Fresh Air in 1980.
At that time, the public conception of little people or midgets was that while they didn't come out and say so specifically, their idea was that because we didn't grow up physically to normal size, we couldn't have developed normally mentally either.
Oscar Meyer recognized Robbie's talent as a performer, honed at the World's Fair. The company hired him to tour the country as Little Oscar, the world's smallest chef. In 1938, however, Robbie requested time off from his job when MGM Studios put out a call for little people to appear in a certain movie.
And the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true.
The studio cast more than 100 actors to play Munchkins in The Wizard of Oz and needed 9 for speaking parts. Robbie's featured role as the coroner was no fluke, as he told Fresh Air.
I feel that the reason I was selected is because I had done quite a bit of public speaking, both at school and for clubs and things during my school years, so that I had possibly a little better enunciation and more emphatic delivery than some of the others.
In the Munchkin scene, Robbie's character must confirm that the Wicked Witch of the East is authentically deceased. Outfitted in a pointy beard and purple hat, he lends the coroner a stately presence. He unfurls the death certificate and recites his famous lines.
As coroner, I must have her. I thoroughly examined her. And she's not only merely dead, she's really most sincerely dead.
In August 1939, Robbie returned to Watertown as a special guest for The Wizard of Oz's local premiere. During World War II, he took a break from celebrity appearances to serve in the Civil Air Patrol, drawing on his aviation skills. Throughout his life, he maintained ties to Wisconsin and donated generously to a Watertown facility for people with developmental disabilities. Today, you can follow County Road B to Meinhard Robbie's gravesite in a quiet Farmington cemetery. And you can meditate on the fact that, as we learned in The Wizard of Oz, dreams really do come true.
Many people ask me, don't you wish you were big? And I say, absolutely not. I feel I've had as an interesting time of my life as any big person.
Author Dean Robbins of Madison brought us that story about The Wizard of Oz actor and Watertown native, Meinhard Robbie. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org. I'm Brad Colbert.
I think this weekend I have to rewatch The Wizard of Oz in honor of Meinhardt Robbie, Wisconsin's very own, and get all of the classic songs stuck in my head. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Mallory Chang. Our producers today were Rob Menser and John Davis. You can catch us again every weekday morning wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be back again on Monday. Have a great weekend. I hope that you also get to rewatch The Wizard of Oz this weekend, if you want to, of course. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.